on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is the best of Free Fire Radio.
And good morning, and welcome to our morning show here on KCNR. It's a good day here today, of course. Thank you so much. Jared's at the helm. This is Linda Bott. Carl's on assignment. And with me co-hosting today is Eric Woodstrom, who's the Senior Commercial Banking Manager of Golden Valley
Bank. Good morning, Linda.
Good to have you with me this morning.
It's good to be here. It's always fun. It's always enjoyable.
And I love my buddy here. You know, we go back many, many years.
Yep.
And I love your heart, love your family. And I love what you do and your heart for this community.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And thank you for coming up and always being available. I mean...
Well, this is fun. This is a treat to come on and be able to talk.
We're going
to
be talking banking and rates and all those good things. But first, let's do our little morning routine. Of course, every time we do the weather, or not the weather in the morning, but of course the news that comes on every morning at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center and Group. But, Jared, tell us what day of the week, what is it? We have like the national day of.
Nothing interesting today.
Oh. Is that what it is, the nothing interesting today day?
It should be.
Oh.
It's Play Monopoly Day.
Oh, well, for some people. Excuse me.
Or Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day. Those are the two that are on here.
Weird.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Yeah. Jeez. Okay, well, anyway, Jared, let's do a quick update for the weather. Currently 50 degrees in the downtown studios. If you look outside, it is wet. It is wet and damp. 60 degrees will be our highs today. And did you feel that yesterday, that chill? I know that there's probably snow going on. Chance of showers and mostly sunny. It says mostly clear tonight with overnight lows of 45. Tomorrow calls for a sunny day with our highs of 66 and overnight lows of 46. Sunday calls for sunny with a high of 68, mostly clear with overnight lows of 42. And as we progress through the week, we get ready for Thanksgiving week. Sunny on 65 on Monday, and Tuesday calls for mostly sunny with 60. So those are beautiful days ahead of us, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. So, Eric, I know you belong to Rotary.
Yes.
Which one?
Reading East Rotary that meets on Wednesday.
Right, and you are there with Mark Story.
Yes.
And Mark Story is the CEO of Haven Humane.
And he's also our Rotary president.
Oh, okay.
So he's doing double duty.
He's doing double duty. Well, and Mark is so hardworking. And so this morning we have Katrina with us because every Friday morning we have our pet of the week. And good morning, Katrina.
Good morning.
Eric, you have questions or... Well, I'm just going to put you on the spot, buddy.
No,
you looked at this dog and you went, ooh, he's cool.
Yeah,
he's
who do we have today?
I brought with me a boy named Tonka. He's like almost 2 years old, a lab mix. A lot of energy, this boy. He's a really fun dog. He's a very big boy, too.
Yes, he is.
He looks like he's got some lab mix.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. So, Katrina, tell us your process when you go and you pick out Pet of the Week. I always ask this because do you do it the day before? Or do you have, like, a list? Or you get this feeling like you're the buddy today?
Yeah, so I always figure it out the day before. And I just kind of go through. I have to, you know, see who's ready to go home. So that's the list I go from. And then I just kind of interact with a few of them and just kind of figure out who I think would be really fun to spotlight for the week.
Well, because he's good on leash.
Yeah, he is. He's actually a dog we've taken to PetSmart multiple times.
Okay.
So I know they like taking him there because he does a really good job being out in the store. He's really friendly with other dogs. He really wants to play with other dogs. He's kind of just a big goofy guy, really good with everyone.
Like a lab.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be fun to take to the doggy park up in Benton, the big doggy park, and let him just rip.
Right.
He needs to rip.
Yes, he does. He definitely needs a lot of space to run around and play. He needs a pretty active lifestyle. And he's very young, too, so definitely needs to get that energy out.
Well, we have a lot of ranches here and little mini ranches in the Redding area and Mill Valley and Palisadro. He seems like he'd be a really good dog to kind of be on the property and protect.
Yep, and just, make noise. Does he make noise?
He does bark, but he's not, I don't think he'd be a good guard dog.
Okay.
Or
anything.
He's
okay.
Very friendly.
Yeah.
And very goofy.
But he'd let you know if someone is around.
Yeah. He definitely looks more intimidating
because
he's big.
Away.
Yeah. Definitely going to chase the squirrels. But yeah, he's honestly a really big love. He's a really sweet boy.
All right. Well, tell us about Eric Wittstrom. He's right here. I just looked down and saw your name, but that's how my brain's working today. Katrina, tell us what's happening. What's going to be transpiring during the Thanksgiving week? Anything, any hour changes or anything like that with Haven Humane?
No hour changes. We are closed on Thanksgiving Day, of course. But besides that, I believe we still have our normal business hours. But the week after Thanksgiving on November 30th is our Giving Tuesday.
Yes.
Yes. So if you're interested in taking part in Giving Tuesday, you can go to northstategives.org/havenhumane, and you can also go to our website, and there's a link on there as well.
Okay, good. Good to know. That's a wonderful day. Raises a lot of money in the community, and one of the good entities to give money to is Haven Humane. I think we did last year. We gave a check for Haven Humane during Giving Tuesday.
Well, thank you.
Today. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, thank you, Katrina. Really good stuff. I love it. When you, any closing thoughts here before, and have a happy Thanksgiving week.
You too, guys, too. Be safe.
Right.
Yeah, be safe. And the name of your dog is
Tonka.
Tonka.
Like a Tonka truck.
Yeah.
Yep.
He looks like a Tonka truck. All right. Appreciate your partnership. And, of course, we want to make sure. From what I understand, the last time you were here, you said you had a lot of dogs in the shelter right now.
Yes. We still have a good amount. We don't have as many as we did last week, but we definitely still do have a good amount. So if you're thinking about adopting, definitely come on down and see who we have currently.
All right. Make an appointment.
Yes. We are doing all adoptions by appointment still. You can definitely come and do a walkthrough, and if we have the time open, we can usually make some time for you to, like, go into the visiting room and visit with some dogs. But priority is people with appointments, so definitely give us a call.
Well, thank you, and that number is?
241-1653.
Thank you, Katrina.
Of course. Thank you.
All right. And that's our pet of the week. So, again, with me this morning co-hosting is Eric Wittstrom. He's the senior commercial banking manager. So we're going to shoot back and forth, and we're going to be talking about Golden Valley Bank.
Yes.
You've been in banking for how many years? Thank you, Katrina. Have
thank
a wonderful,
Katrina.
Safe weekend.
Have a good day, Tonka.
Yeah.
I see that black dog with a little white tip on his tail. That's
he'd be a good kid's buddy.
Yes, he would.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So yes. Let's talk a little bit when we get back from the break all about, you were talking about what's happening with our rates.
Yep.
And
we can talk about that and inflation and what that might mean going forward and, you know, talk about banking.
All right. Let's do that.
All right.
Okay, we're going to take an early break. We'll be right back here on KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Hey, before we do this, I've got to talk about my sleep number. Okay, so many of you know Carl's on assignment. He is with 14 other firearm instructors. They started this morning very, very early. I don't know if it was wet or dry. They were in the dark on their way to the range where they're going to be taking eight-hour classes for 5 days straight. It's advanced pistol because this is keeping your training going because they're NRA instructors, and so he's with Ted Leidy and Ted Ogilvie. Any of you have taken his course before, you know who I'm talking about with his instructors. They're all there in Pahrump at a place called Front Sight.
In Pahrump, Nevada,
at a place called Front Sight, and I think that's a couple hundred acre facility.
There's a lot of acres out there.
Yes, yes, about an hour out of Las Vegas.
Yes.
You know, just trying to hold down the fort and doing the things that we need to get done and that kind of thing. So the last couple nights, I have not set my sleep number bed. So my sleep number setting's been 100.
Oh, my goodness.
And I still slept really well.
Good bed.
Yeah. So I just want to say that as you're contemplating what you to get yourself, your family, maybe somebody's getting married or maybe something very special is coming up, an anniversary, or you're just thinking, okay, I got a little bit more aches and pains or whatever that is, a good night's sleep. You heard Judy Maxwell talk about that yesterday, that it is imperative for your health to have a good night's sleep. So go down to the Target Shopping Center, and you can take a test. Well, they literally, you lay on the mattress, and they can tell you where your hot spots are. And then they do a printout, and you can see for yourself, like, ooh, I didn't realize that I was holding all that stuff on my shoulder because it's infrared. So it's pretty amazing. And then you can try out all the beds, and then you have what is amazing, once you purchase your bed and take it home, you have a 100-day return guarantee.
Wow.
They come and they set it up, and I think that's pretty magnificent. Don't you wish that happened in a couch or a car? Where, you know, where you like,
yeah,
you sometimes you'll buy
a
couch, you'll see something that's beautiful and you're like, oh, it's just not comfortable for me. So that's pretty doggone cool if you ask me. So, Sleep Number, there's your shout out, and we'll be right back here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott, along with Eric Wittstrom from Golden Valley Bank.
This is the best of Free Fire Radio.
Well, good morning, and Eric Wittstrom. This is Eric Wittstrom and Linda Bott. We are co-hosting today our Free Fire segment this morning, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio at KCNR1460.com, and I believe you can go to KCNR3.BAJE.US and see us video streaming.
So that's the video streaming.
So you can see the one and only what Eric's from. I'm trying to get into the chat pack here to see what questions you have. So you may have to call in, and I would love to have you call in because we're going to be getting some really valuable information here with Eric Wittstrom, who is the Senior Commercial Banking Manager for Golden Valley Bank.
Yes.
What do you do every day? Let's talk about your role.
Well, mostly what I do every day is we're working with customers or prospective customers to help meet their needs. And most of the time that's with lending, you know, lending money to help a commercial, a business, you know, buy real estate, expand, buy equipment, lines of credit for operation. So we're working with different community businesses and, coming up with financing to help them grow. That's mostly what we do.
Well, I like that because, we've been in some we had the gal who owns Carousel on 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
And you think about what small businesses and they're going to be doing a small, like all the downtown businesses on like what they would consider not a Black Friday, but a Saturday after Thanksgiving where all the businesses are open and they have 25 vendors downtown at where the park is down there. What's it called again where they have the, park.
It's called the park.
Yeah. All right.
Behind the Lorenz Hotel.
Right. So when we think about the entrepreneurial spirit, that I can do this too. That's the beautiful thing about being in America, that we have the possibility with nothing to make something from nothing.
Yes, and that's really the backbone of our community, of our business community, our economy. There's certainly some, large employers, government, the two hospitals, and Sierra Pacific Industries and a few others. But the backbone of our economy is the small business person. That just what you said, they started with an idea and built it, and some have grown, huge and done, been very financially successful, very successful in their industry. Some have maintained kind of a smaller size, but they're all, providing employment, providing a return to the owners and giving back to the community, buying in. That's what keeps our little economy going up here. So,
well, it's true. Banking is built on relationships.
Absolutely.
And just like anything else is built on relationships, they used to talk about like in the movies, in the old days, it's like who you know. But don't you think in life it's who you know? If you're sick and you need to get in, if you know somebody who can help you get in to see the doctor, you're going to do that.
Yep.
I don't think that really happens at DMV,
unless
maybe your mom works there or your sister works there.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's, but it's something that, again, that's just an analogy as far as friendships and buying into.
And people having confidence that they can pick up the phone and talk to you about a circumstance. We've been up here. We moved up here 22 years ago. I've been banking all 22 years up here, as well as prior to moving up here. But we've built a lot of relationships with a lot of people and businesses, and it's just rewarding. I've done some instructing to younger bankers. I think almost every banker is younger now than me. But and really what we as bankers do is help people achieve their desires and goals and dreams in their business. And that's what's rewarding to us. And so if you go in with that, you'll be a successful banker. If your desire is to help people, help businesses achieve their dreams and growth, you'll be fine. And so it's just fun. It's fun once in a while to get that call from someone you helped maybe 15 years ago, and they call and they go, "Do you remember me?" And you have to rack your brain a little bit, and you say, and you ask them a couple of questions, and you do, and they call you back.
I have to say that in the former bank that you worked with, Carl and I had this notion that, we were choosing at that point, are we going to stay in Reading? Because we worked for a corporation.
That's right.
And, in corporate, and we did take it personal because, we have a call from our colonel shooter here. and Carl, how is it in Pahrump today? What's going on? All right. I wonder if you dropped.
Hey.
No,
I'm here.
All right, you're live. So what's happening?
Okay, well, we're standing out in the parking lot right now. Everybody's had their guns checked. And now we're waiting to start class. And after class, we'll head on down to the range.
So you're
all here in kind of a big gaggle.
Okay, so your class, I was sharing with our listeners, are all gun instructors.
Yeah, well, our group coming down here are, but there's over 600 people here.
Oh my goodness.
And but not in, not all taking the same class, but we've got all of us in one spot. And then there'll be other shooters with us during the class. And then, but there's 600 people all taking different classes here.
How many acres is front site, are in front, the front site area?
I think it's like 110 acres.
Okay. Okay. And there's everything I was trying to share with the gal that was doing my hair the other day, repelling, every kind of gun you could possibly imagine. I mean, it's like almost soldier training.
You can rent automatic weapons here and fire them with an instructor.
It's kind of Disneyland for guns.
If you've never done that before. But all the ranges are set up, either rifle or pistol or shotgun ranges, and then a variety of advanced classes too, for pistol and rifle and shotgun. So it's from the 61 ranges out here. It's well run, very professional. That's why we keep coming back. So, you get a lot of shooting in.
So you're going to be down there working hard for 5 days, Carl? Is that what I heard?
4 days.
Okay.
Start today and graduate Monday.
Oh, my goodness.
So I guess they get their certificate. Now, I was sharing at one time you went there and did the advanced rifle, and I remember, Ted had bloody fingers. You guys had the elbow pads and the knee pads, but it was so windy out there they couldn't complete.
I see.
It was so like the
wind. We completed, but it was just they were shooting at such a the wind was blowing real hard, so it was hard to keep the into positions, especially when you're shooting offhand. But everybody finished. It's beautiful weather out here. It's going to be great today.
Well, wonderful. Thanks for calling in and kind of sharing with everybody. 600 people. That's a lot of people flying in from around. You have to tell us later when we come back, like the different, people from different countries that probably come in and do this.
Well, that's true, but I've seen Illinois license plates, Florida. I'm looking at Florida, Illinois, Nevada, of course, California plates. Yeah, there's people from literally all over the United States and probably the world that come in here to shoot.
Well, thank you for calling in, Carl. Any final instructions for me this morning as I'm enjoying this moment with Eric?
Just that I love you.
I love you.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay,
sweetheart.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care,
Carl. All right. Bye.
Bye.
So sweet. We are one of those people that, when I say we fight hard and we love hard, you know, because you know me and you know he's a colonel. So
yes.
I tell him, I'm not a Marine. Quit talking to me like that. And our poor staff is used to it. I think by now it gets pretty intense. But we, are very conscientious about ending the day with, you know, I love you and going to, you know, whatever, because we're intense people and you feel that. But he's such a good guy. Last week, Eric, he did when it was Veterans Day.
Yes.
This, put together this tribute to Maurice Johansson.
Yeah. I heard about that. I didn't get out to it.
Oh man. It was just a very impressive, all the leaders past and present, you know, came forth and, you know, proclamations and just all those things. I know he has probably two bedrooms or if not a house full
of,
but for him at this stage in his life, because you know he was a major mover and shaker.
Yes.
You've known him a long time.
In a lot of different ways, you know.
Unsung in many ways.
Yeah, you know,
he and his wife, Marianne.
Very successful in real estate originally. But he's done so much for this community. Not only what you can visibly see, but just behind the scenes, donating time and money and helping get things done through the governmental process, whether it's the local, regional or state, and even on a national level, you know, he was the catalyst for getting the Veterans Cemetery out in Igo, and has helped with the
and our chapel out there
and the chapel, yep, raised money for
he
that.
Just
did
went
that on
and
his
said,
own.
We're doing that.
We're doing it. Yeah, it wasn't part of the original budget, and he got it done.
They donated money to build something very important for Haven Humane as well as Turtle Bay
and
for the animals.
He's always providing money, him and his wife, you know, for Turtle Bay, the new Veterans Hospital, and the Veterans...
Carl took a tour of that new Veterans Hospital.
Yeah, it's
and
getting said, close.
You are not going to believe how state-of-the-art.
I was by there
the
other day, and it looks like it's getting really close.
Right.
And then he's not slowing down either. He's got some veterans housing in the works too.
Good. I saw him yesterday at Riverview, and I'm going to talk a little bit about when we get back. After this break, it's Eric Woodstrom with me this morning, Senior Commercial Banking Management. If you're looking for, you know, to try to talk about maybe an idea or your funds or these kinds of things, Eric is the guy, trust me, because our radio station would not be here today if it wasn't for the faith of Eric Woodstrom.
And your hard work.
Well, but you helped to launch us.
To put
you
it can't, together.
You got to have a team.
Yes, you do.
And it's all about that. So thank you so much on that level. And we finally paid that loan off. And then we went to FM. So anyway, we'll be right back here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, our friends on Hilltop Drive. You know, if you've noticed that we've had some of the same advertisers all these years, they've stayed with us. We love them. They understand small businesses, which it's, you know, individually owned, Four Winds Jewelry, and they really work hard to make sure that you get what you need. So if all your jewelry needs are at Four Winds Jewelry located on Hilltop Drive. There you go. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lake Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050, or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
December 4th, join us as we send packages to the troops all over the world for the holidays. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday the 4th, join us for our annual packages for the troops at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. $10 adults, $8 students with student ID. Children 12 and under free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, if you have leftover Halloween candy, donate it and we'll put it in the packages. You can drop off donations between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Fridays at the museum offices, 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during the holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off for the donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is the best of Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning show here. This is Linda Bott along with Eric Woodstrom. Oh, we can go into some major politics here. I just got under the chat pack. Eric Woodstrom was with me, who's the senior commercial banking manager. Let's talk about rates. Let's talk about finance.
Yes.
For people listening that are thinking, oh, you know, inflation, where are we? Where do you see us going? Because that's the question people would want to know with. We can't really fight politics on a national level. We can be informed, but
right,
there's so many variations.
There's a lot of variables out there. And there's a lot of, you know, you can go to the internet and you can find an answer. You can find a million different answers to the same question. So what is going on? Well, we all know that there's inflation. We feel it every time we go to the store, to the grocery store, to the pumps.
The pumps.
Yep, the gas pumps. Prices are going up and they've gone up, you know, at very, very high rates in the last 6 to 9 months. And I don't think, you know, reading some of the leading economic indicators, there's not inflation is going to continue for a period of time. So what does that mean? You know, the government kind of has the Federal Reserve tries to manage inflation. They've tried to manage it at 2% annually for a long time, maybe 15, 20 years ago, they tried to manage it around 3, but they pulled that back to 2%. Well, the most recent numbers show that inflation's at about 6% recently. So it's high. So How does the Fed and the government try and manage it? They have a few tools, but mostly they manage it with interest rates. And so the Fed will raise rates to try and suppress borrowing. You know, if it costs more to borrow money, people borrow less, and then they're trying to keep, you know, the inflation from growing as fast. So we haven't seen anything. If you listen to the, you know, like we do, we track the Fed and some of their announcements and their meetings, and they talk about taking some inflationary measures, but they haven't set a course yet to do that. But I think we all feel that, you know, the short-term rates, and then usually correlates to longer to midterm and long-term rates, will likely go up over the next, you know, 6 to 9 months, 12 months, as the Fed and the government.
What is the locked-in rate as of late?
Well, that's a really good question. There's, you know, depending on the type of borrowing, the rates are different. The kind of the standard that most people are familiar with is what the 30-year fixed rate mortgage is, and it's still in the low threes. And you know, it had been, we've been in a historical low interest rate environment for quite a while, 8, 9, 10 years. And so it had been below 3 for a period of time. It's been, you know, it's gone up to 4, but it's been low for a long period of time, allowing people to buy homes that they wouldn't be able to afford, you know, 15 years ago or 20 years ago when rates were higher. But so, yeah, 30-year fixed-rate mortgages are in the mid to low 3s, and they haven't moved significantly in a while. So it's still a good time. If you're going to, you know, prices for homes are going up, we have a supply-demand problem. We have more demand than there is new homes or homes coming on the market. I think we have the House of Realty on the next hour, and they can talk a little more of the statistics on that. But, you know, it's if you can, people ask me, should I buy a home? And my answer is if you're buying a house to be a home and you can afford it, buy it. And I don't think timing is as important as getting into a home. If you're buying it for an investment, that's a whole different thing. But, you know, if you're buying your residence to be a home for you and your family, buy it.
Okay.
There's no better time.
All right. That's a good thing to know, because, you know, people think about with the schools and if you want to have some stability in a certain area.
Yes.
When I grew up, my parents never thought about that. They didn't, yeah, my mom wanted me to be in the San Joaquin. We met the San Joaquin School District, and we went to the same high school, just to clarify for everyone that Eric and I knew each other. And we didn't hang out in high school, but we knew of each other. We were in the same class. And Rio Americano was a big school. I mean, how many was in our 600? How many we have
something
in our,
like
yeah,
that.
In our graduating class?
Five or 600.
Yeah. Right. And we were called the River Rats because our school was, on the river.
An American river.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's the only thing I remember. My mom wanted to make sure that we were in San Joaquin, but my parents were of the mindset that they both worked jobs, and we never really traveled and had a lot of, we had our house. So the weekends would be about working on the house and then taking one vacation a year, which is usually a driving.
So
I didn't get into a plane until I was 17.
Very similar to me growing up, too.
Right. So when you think about these kids flying here and flying there, I'm like, what? So anyway, and so what they did, and you and I grew up in the same kind of area where, you know, it wasn't super affluent, but it was stable.
Yep. It was a good,
and,
stable
middle class. Yeah, and it was really, really sweet. And so my point is that they would buy and sell. And we would stay someplace for 5 years, and then they would sell it, and they moved to another house and up their game with real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they did well and retired and, you know, sold a house out in, you know, somewhere in
Rancho. Were they in Rancho Mirage?
No, they – I can't think of this right. Outside of Roseville.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so they, now they're renting. But, anyway, so that's kind of the American dream, is to be able to work hard, provide for your family, and that kind of
and
thing.
And buy a house.
And buy a house and hopefully build up.
Yes.
And don't have a lot of bills.
Right. Get to where that house is paid for and you can retire, and it's the American dream.
Right,
it's
right.
It's a cycle. But, yeah. And so that's, you know, what we're doing a lot of is helping with home ownership. We provide construction loans for homes for both builders and then for people that want to build their own home. Of course, we're active with businesses that are wanting to expand and buy commercial real estate. I think commercial real estate rates continue to be low. And I think if the Fed starts moving rates and our cost of funds go up, that commensurately, you know, commercial loan rates will go up too. So I think it's a good time if you're a business owner and looking to expand or grow, or you're in a facility and you have financing that is a higher rate, it's a good time to refinance and get it locked in at a lower rate. So I think, you know, there's a lot of the timing is, we talk about this quite a bit when I'm on, and but I think the timing right now with the other economic influences, with inflation and some of the political stuff, is a good time.
Well, we just read that headline. Okay, so
yes.
They say and we all kind of knew this was going to happen because of Biden's health issues. Now, I don't know about you, but we got an anesthesia. Of course, you go under when you have a colonoscopy, right? We know that we do what they call a twilight. I think it's called a twilight, something like that, because Danuka, you know, of course, he's come on so many times and talked about, you know, what it is to, and I have no problem because I didn't do the actual colonoscopy live on the air, but I did before and after. And there is a moment that you're not coherent, you're not with it. So he is going to transfer power to Harris.
I saw that headline too.
And that.
Today. Was it today?
Exactly.
Yep.
And that is maybe a game changer. Don't know.
Yeah.
Because maybe it's only 45 minutes, because I know for me it was like 2 hours, yep. And then you're back with your faculties. But that is kind of like almost, you know, how people predicted that she was going to sit as president for a moment or two or three or four.
Yeah. Well, it's not the first time this has happened. I think with each president, some have, you know, resisted going under sedation, you know, so that they don't have to hand over power. But, yeah, it'll be interesting. This is the first time under our current president that this has happened.
Right. So do people call you and talk to you about these things all day long?
I do have a number of friends and customers that we have, that they share their pretty strong political beliefs with me, yes.
All right. Well, I would think that they would do that because
yep.
Money investing, it's so personal.
It's very personal.
It can't be any more personal. All your hard work is in the hands of somebody helping you figure out how to navigate. It's just like we had Judy Maxwell on yesterday. I got a call from a friend saying, thank you for that. I learned so much. And that's what we want to do, is we want to be able to connect you with people who are going to do right by you.
Yeah. And, you know, we also talk about that, you know, first, of course, is your family and your health and your faith. But after that, your money is important. And so you need someone to, you know, to be able to confidentially talk about things that, you know, doesn't share your conversations. Like your doctor, you wouldn't want your doctor sharing conversations about your health. You know, we have meaningful conversations with people about their money and their investments and real estate and their business and moving forward and help them make decisions.
And on that note, we have to take a break.
Okay.
We're going to be right back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, located on 273. Jeff, who is the owner of Crackmaster, veteran-owned business, can help your chips and cracks up to 22 inches. You know, it's the holidays. We're going, it's hot, it's cold. We're going in and out of whether it's air conditioning or heating. You don't want those cracks to expand. And when we come back, we're going to talk about fraud. How to be protected with fraud, you can reduce your check in ACH fraud with positive pay. We're going to talk a little bit about that when we get back in banking and what do we do during these times like that with our Eric Woodstrom, who's the senior commercial banking manager at Golden Valley Bank. We'll be right back.
All the way. All the way. I would like to. Redding Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey Shasta County, my name is Chris Kellstrom and I'm running for Shasta County District 5 Supervisor. There's a lot of issues that need to be discussed leading up to next year's election. Crime, fires, a new jail, and state as well as federal mandates. You can reach me at Kellstrom4DIST5@yahoo.com. That's Kellstrom4DIST5@yahoo.com. Or call 530-744-4539. I look forward to earning your vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Redding Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is the best of Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR. This is Linda Bott. Carl's on assignment. I'm here with Eric Woodstrom, who's the Senior Commercial Banking Manager at Golden Valley. We talked a little bit about fraud, and let's talk about the protection for fraud, and then let's go into for our listeners today. And you are absolutely welcome to call in if you have a question for Eric, who's expert on banking. 605-4567. Well, really, you've got your fingers in it.
I've been hanging around it long enough to know something.
Yes, 605-4567. And, or you can get on the chat pack, because I'm in on there, and you can ask a question that way as well. But you wanted to talk about the merging of banks
what's going on in our community in banking, you know. So let me give you just a little bit about Golden Valley. We were chartered 15 years, a little over 15 years ago, just celebrated a 15-year anniversary, headquartered in Chico, a group of business people in Chico, started the bank, came together with Mark Francis, who continues to be our president and CEO, and he organized it and got it off the ground about 15 years ago, and had a loan production office in Reading for, I think, a little over 13 years, and about 10 years, and then 3 years ago we opened a full-service office. And so we have a full-service office up on Hempstead, just above View 202 in the big gray building. You'll see Golden Valley Bank on it. So one of the community banks in Shasta County, Shasta and Butte County. That's where our reach is, and serving businesses in the North State. And there's other community banks up here too, but we've seen now kind of after kind of a pause for a few years, we've seen kind of a rash of acquisitions. I think the kind of the most notable one is, you know, Reading Bank of Commerce, which is headquartered here, or started here 30-some years ago, was rebranded as Merchants Bank of Commerce when they kind of moved power down to Sacramento and their headquarters down there. But they've been purchased by a bank out of Washington, Columbia Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And then almost, well, just a couple weeks thereafter, announced that the Columbia Bank was also acquiring Umpqua, which has offices here in Reading. It has offices in Chico and throughout the North State. But they were an Oregon-based bank. And so all of a sudden, one of the major, community banks is becoming a large West Coast bank. And so, I know that there's great people. We always, when we would compete for business against Merchants, the old Reading Bank of Commerce, if there was a customer that they had and wanted to keep, they weren't moving. And so just because of the service, what we provide, the money is, everybody provides, wants to lend money, but it's the service and the relationships that you mentioned that we all try to make ourselves different with. And so it'll see, it'll be interesting to see what happens in our landscape. We, like I said, we still have a couple other community banks that are doing business in here, but, with the more recent mergers of, Umpqua and Merchants Bank of Commerce, Suncrest, which is a bank out of the Central Valley, of California, had opened up an office here, and then they've now been purchased by Southern California Bank. So there's a little bit of disruption in our banking in our banking field up here.
Well, according to this article here, about 88% of Americans are very worried about inflation.
Yeah,
so we're taking polls now. That what's going to be what's happening over the holidays, and that's why we're saying, if you're going to be purchasing for your family or for people. That we would just encourage you to, again, shop local on Saturday. You don't need to. I know Amazon is great because it's convenient. Like we had to get some kind of wire for something and for the studio. And so we went through Amazon because we couldn't go here and get it locally. But so according to one of these articles that I'm reading, many are planning to cut back their spending when it comes to eating out, upgrading their technology devices, buying clothes and traveling. I would be curious to know. I know that I'm not going to be in the airport for Thanksgiving, but I'm curious to see what happens because we do have two, according to what I've been reading, two large winter storms that are to hit the Midwest and the East Coast that can affect our flights. Many are flying at Thanksgiving. Why? I don't know. More from personal finance, where to make and save money as inflation rises. 46% of Americans expect to retire in debt. And how rising inflation may lead to higher tax bills.
Yes.
We just heard that REU is going to be going up $3.
Yeah. Our Reading Electric is, the utilities are going up. Cost of, food is going up. We've talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And what then will hopefully take effect at, over time is that wages will also go up. We're certainly seeing it at the starting wages. We're seeing, the service level wages are, because of supply and demand, are higher now. And so, I don't think inflation is going to be a short-term issue. It's going to have to work through our economy before it stabilizes it.
Well, what do you think, Eric, when you read headlines about the $1 trillion, I'm not exactly sure what the particular number is, but the $1 trillion spending bill that our government just passed, the House just passed.
Yeah. Well, we've spent a lot through the, pandemic.
Right.
We've spent a lot to keep businesses going, to keep people, people having income that maybe had lost a job. And personally, I think that, that's part of what's causing the current inflation is there's a lot of money out there and there's not a lot of goods. And so, the goods and services people can charge more for the goods and services. Prices go up. So I think pumping a lot more money into the economy will just make that, will accelerate you know, inflation has a chance to do that.
So, well, it's $1.75 trillion dollar bill, and that includes funding pre-K, Medicare expansion, renewable energy credits, affordable housing, a year of expanded child tax credits, and major Obamacare subsidies.
Yes, there's, I mean, the devil's in the details, and you know, each, when I look at some of that stuff, then each day it seems like a new aspect of that comes up, you know, and you kind of just shake your head at some of the, a lot of the special interest stuff that's been, you know, tucked into those, into the bills.
You know, this is what we were talking about, the era that we grew up, because this includes 4 weeks of federal paid parental, sick, or caregiver care. Now, I know in some certain countries that, you know, they have like a 3 month or a 2 month, whatever, subsidized, but they pay an enormous amount of taxes, where the, both the mom and dad could be home with a newborn. But in our world when we grew up, my dad went to work with a cold. I never saw my dad stay home.
Yep.
Did you?
No, no. And when, you know, when we have four kids, when they were born, I took a couple days off and then I went back to work. We got, Camille came home and, you know, I stayed with the baby for a period of time, but yeah.
That's amazing. I, you know, there's the hardworking, but anyway, there's a $500 billion to combat climate change, largely through clean energy tax credits. This represents the largest ever federal investment in clean energy.
Okay.
Okay. Raising the state and local tax deduction from 10,000 to 80,000. I don't, we're going to have to get a tax person on to talk about what that
means. I think that's probably where it's, that'd be interesting to see what they say about that.
Absolutely.
And who it's going to affect.
All right, so there was a last-minute compromise, but we're not going to compromise here. We have House of Realty on here at our 8 o'clock hour. I can't wait to have the Middletons on and talk about, you know, what's happening in the market as well. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by SST Oil, Shasta Siskiyou Transport. Remembering our past and looking into the future, it is owned locally, and they are located on Wyndham Lane. So I say, if you can, go in there and see if you can qualify for one of their gas cards. And if you're traveling around or whatever, wouldn't you like to know that instead of having like a Chevron gas card, that you're still going to go into a Chevron, but it's going to go through SST Oil, so a little bit of those taxes are going to stay local. And that's a really cool thing. We have one, and they're just amazing. You also may be looking for maintaining your monitor heater. There's Toyo heaters and Toyo water heaters. So call today to schedule an appointment at 241-1161. That's SST Oil. And we're going to be right back here. This is Linda Bott. Sitting in with me is Eric Woodstrom from Golden Valley Bank. We'll be right back.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The world is full of obvious things which nobody by any chance ever observes. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
You're listening to Writing Roots, brought to you by Aspen House Publishing.
Welcome to Writing Roots. I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
Before we get started on today's episode, we want your questions. Every December, we talk about specific questions that we receive from you so we can answer them and make sure that we're addressing your specific needs. So if you have a question, contact us, let us know what it is, so we can answer it for you.
There are a couple ways to do that. You can either find us on Facebook, send us a message that way, or of course, the email address at the end of this episode is a great way to contact not only your questions, but episode ideas and commentary about how fantastic my voice is.
So let's get into today's episode. What's the topic?
We are talking about using your senses, not just what I see or what I hear, but what I'm tasting, what I'm smelling. This is a common bit of advice you hear from third grade teachers. Make sure you include all five senses in the scene.
The reason why senses are so important is that it immerses the reader into the moment with something that they can connect with that otherwise they wouldn't understand. While most of your readers may not know what, say, a homeless person who lives on the streets most of the time and never gets a shower smells like, you do know what a boy's gym locker room smells like after a day of football practice. These are small little details that you can connect the dots to give them an idea of the senses of what they're seeing, hearing, tasting, because readers want to be in the moment. They want to be in the world, and the senses is how you do that.
Not necessarily strictly smells, although that is a great one to give an idea of environment. But
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. 5 counts of intentional homicide with a 6th count on the way. That's what the suspect in the Waukesha parade crash is facing. Daryl Brooks being held on $5 million bail. He was allegedly behind the wheel of the SUV that plowed into a crowd watching a Christmas parade in suburban Milwaukee on Sunday. And correspondent Mike Rossia says it's not the first time the 39-year-old has been accused of using his vehicle as a weapon.
Earlier in November, Brooks had posted $1,000 bail for a Milwaukee County case in which he's accused of intentionally striking a woman with his car.
And along with the 6 people killed in last Sunday's attack, more than 60 others were injured. Stay 2 of jury deliberations for the trial of 3 white men charged in the fatal shooting of black jogger Ahmaud Arbery near Brunswick, Georgia, early last year. No verdict after 6 hours of deliberations yesterday. Jurors back at work this morning. With Thanksgiving gas prices at a 9-year high, it's not yet clear whether President Biden's attempt to lower prices at the pump will actually work.
The president ordered the release of 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. He and his administration argue it's the right tool to ease the supply problem. However, the Energy Information Administration says Americans use roughly 20 million barrels a day, so the release equals about 2.5 days of additional supply. Some GOP lawmakers called the president's action a band-aid and doubt it will do much. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Consumer spending bounced back last month, rising 1.3%. At the same time, though, inflation remains a huge challenge to economic recovery. U.S. economic growth slowed to a modest annual rate, 2.1%, in the third quarter. And on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 89 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Why are cash-out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them the cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think, so it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org, corporate animalist number 1330, equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The head of the U.N. nuclear watchdog says he could not agree following talks with Iranian officials about resolving disputes over the country's nuclear program.
In an announcement ahead of next week's formal talks in Vienna, Rafael Grossi said he'd been unable to agree on his visit to Tehran in spite of his best efforts. He said there'd been no progress with Iranian officials and that time was running short. The Iranian foreign minister, Hossein Amir Abdollahian, who met Mr. Grossi, told an Iranian news channel that Iran was ready for a good and serious deal, but did not trust the Americans. The 2015 agreement, which gave Iran sanctions relief in return for curbing its nuclear program, was abandoned by Washington 3 years ago.
The BBC's Mike Thompson. Syria's military says Israeli warplanes have attacked army positions in the country's central region, leaving 2 civilians dead, 7 other people wounded. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tech giant Apple is suing Israel's NSO group, looking to block the world's most infamous hacker-for-hire company from breaking into Apple's products, like the iPhone.
Apple said in a complaint filed in federal court in California that NSO group spyware called Pegasus had been used to attack a small number of Apple customers worldwide. It's the latest blow to the hacking firm, which was recently blacklisted by the U.S. Commerce Department. It is also currently being sued by social media giant Facebook.
Correspondent Jeremy House. On the roads, the rails, and in the air, tens of millions of Americans traveling for Thanksgiving. AAA predicts 53.4 million of us will head somewhere for the holiday. And the day after Thanksgiving, of course, Black Friday. It marks the traditional start of the holiday shopping season, a make-or-break season for many retailers. Yet on Wall Street, the Dow down 99 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is the best of Free Fire Radio.
Yes, and good morning for our 8 o'clock edition here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott. How are you this morning? It is wet outside, currently 50 degrees. We're going to have a chance of, what do you mean chance? It's right there, raining outside. It says here in this forecast it's supposed to be mostly sunny at the end of the day with a high of 60, mostly clear tonight with 45. We're just taking all this rain and loving it. We need to drench. Saturday, sunny, high of 66. Saturday night, mostly clear with 46. Sunday, sunny with a high of 68. And Sunday night, mostly clear with our overnight lows of 42. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated senior and veteran discounts. And sitting in Carl's chair this morning is Eric Woodstrom, who's the Senior Commercial Banking Manager for Golden Valley.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. And on the phone with us, we love this when we talk about people who have been with us from the very beginning. That's our very own Susan Eastman with Stifel. She's Vice President of Investments. And what's happening in the market, Susan?
Good morning, Linda and Eric, and good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 205 points at 35,665. The S&P 500 positive 1 point at 4,706. The NASDAQ composite gaining 86 points at 16,080. The most actually traded stocks this morning on the New York Stock Exchange, Pfizer up 24 cents, trading at $51.63, Ford down 14 cents at $19.53, Micron Technology up $5.15, trading at $82.18. Stocks of local interest, FedEx up 45 cents at $2.45.10. UPS trading higher up $2.32 at $208.77 per share. PG&E positive 4 cents at $12.14. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is price yield 1.538%. And over to commodities, gold is down $1.15 an ounce at $1,864. Silver up 4 pennies at $24.93 per ounce. Crude oil lower, trading at $77 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investment, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Always appreciate Susan. Somebody working very, very hard for your investments. That's Susan Eastman. She's the First Vice President of Investments at Stifel. Been with us again for many, many years. And again, a woman with major integrity and just a dear heart. So welcome back to the show. We are here now. We have House of Realty in our 8 o'clock hour with the Middletons. Jared's at the helm. Jared, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning.
Great. Hey, guys. Wow. Eric Woodstrom, we have so many things to cover here.
Yes.
People moving in. Lately, there's been a lot of conversations about a lot of people have moved out, but that means a lot of people have moved in. And we have, when you think about maybe where you were 4 or 5 years ago as far as what you had on the market as to where we are now, good morning and tell us what's going on. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Compared to 4 or 5 years ago, our inventory is quite low. I think we have around 350 homes, Cameron.
What?
Well, it's citywide. Yeah. I think currently our MLS, I was just actually going to bring that up. We're in the low 500s.
So it's been hovering for quite a while, around 520, 530, right in that range. And so we've been seeing, and it, some of that really is seasonal. So we did see a bit of an uptick, as we often do.
In the spring?
So even, yeah, so we go from summer, we went into fall, it kind of increased from, you know, a minimum of the low threes to mid threes to now in the low fives, which is still extraordinarily low. And that's the entire Shasta MLS. So that includes some things sometimes in Tehama County, maybe a few in Trinity, a few in Siskiyou, you know, so that maybe that are on our MLS but are a little bit out of the area. And we're seeing an increase in the listings in the rural areas and less in the city.
And these listings are mostly resale, not new construction, right? Are we seeing any uptick in new construction? I know there's...
We are seeing a little bit. There is inventory being built out there. And you've got multiple home builders now, as opposed to say 5 years ago when we really had one or two. So we are seeing a little bit more. I think the trouble we're seeing, and we've spoken to this before, is a lot of those are in the $400,000-$600,000 range. So there's no inventory, virtually no inventory being added below $400,000. So in the $200,000-$300,000 range in there, there's little to no new inventory.
Well, I think too, homes are taking longer to build.
Yes.
Products are hard to come by.
Shipping containers are stuck forever.
Yep. There's a shortage of labor. My nephew, Robbie, who has Middleton Homes, I think he's got 17 homes under construction, but he pulled 6 permits, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and ordered the windows, which were 5 months out.
Right.
So, and it's impossible to put a figure on what that house is going to sell for, you know, that far in advance, because product costs keep increasing.
Right.
And you know, some say it's going to get worse before it gets better.
So do you guys feel that the market right now, are there any deals?
Yeah. Well,
somebody comes to you and says, I have some money to put into real estate. What do you?
I have a few of those.
Okay.
And I, you know, I tell them, be patient. Let's look around and the right deal will come along. And this is mostly investment properties. There's a dire shortage when it comes to income units. You know, commercial, there have been a few buildings selling. We've had 3 or 4 recently go into escrow. But overall, there's not a lot of inventory. And it's just, you know, it's not going to change. Rates are still awfully low, as you know, Eric.
Yes.
And even commercial loans are lower than I ever thought I would see, you know, from 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, when I first started, I think mortgage rates got up to 18% or something. And, you know, so they're a little over 3, and people are starting to squawk that they missed the missed the low rate.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about, again, are there any deals?
Yep.
I'm talking about, like,
what are you looking
if
for?
Somebody just is like, I'm going to buy a house for Christmas.
Well,
are there deals like, you know, you're going to buy something and just know that it's going to be maybe a little bit of a, I hate to say rat trap, but, you know, you can really fix up some beautiful houses. A lot of people are really into watching the programs where they can do the baseboard work and pull out the kitchen and do the cabinets and do that kind of thing and get into a starter home.
But remember, those materials are hard to come by right now.
That's right.
We were going to do kind of a major renovation on our home, and I just finally told my wife, let's wait a year and see what
happens.
You know, you can plan it out, pick your paint, pick your flooring. If you're going to do new cabinets, you can do this and that, but the materials themselves will take months.
Okay. Yeah. You said it, but I wanted to hear it again.
Well, you're not seeing the flippers.
And we hear it, like, you know, I hear it from, we finance some of the builders. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you talk about windows, plumbing fixtures, a lot of different aspects of the homes that there's just a long lead time on. Anything with hardware, there's a long lead time on it. They can find it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're out there. I would say what we have seen the difference of, and since earlier in the year to now,
yep,
is that the ones that are sitting, the ones that are not getting multiple offers right off the bat, are the fixers, are the ones that need substantial work. I went out and showed a couple this week to a client of mine, and they were in serious need of massive repair.
large amounts of decking that had just become terrible. Another one that really, it wasn't severe, it wasn't the severity of the damage, it was the breadth of the damage. You needed to redo all of the flooring, all of the siding. Not that it was substantially damaged, it was just damaged a little bit
just
all around.
Needed
a new roof, needed all these things. Mm. And it has been sitting for a little while, and it's not selling. Their price is too high. People are coming in with lowball offers.
Okay.
They made it clear, and the problem is the sellers aren't taking the lowball offers.
All right.
And I think there's an element of that as well.
Okay.
And we'll start, because of the forbearances and everything else going on right now, a lot of people are not necessarily in a hurry to sell. People are in a hurry to buy, but not to sell. So you have people saying, well, yeah, I know it's, you know, just shy of a teardown, but I'm still going to list it for $280,000. Which, you know, even though it's 1,000 square feet in a terrible neighborhood and it's absolutely destroyed, because I hear everything's going for a gazillion dollars, so I'm going to sell mine for a gazillion dollars. And there was a point, I would say, earlier at the beginning of the year, end of last year, where people were paying really irrationally. Now we're at a point where that's not happening, but the sellers aren't coming down as quickly as much. I mean, we are seeing some price reductions. That will happen. People are overshooting on the initial price, then they're coming back down. And yes, some of these houses that are in very sad shape, the prices are coming down on them, but it's still difficult to get that seller to be realistic and come down and actually get a deal on it, so to speak.
Okay, we have to take a break on that note, and I am going to give away two tickets to the Redding Garden of Lights, but you have to tell us how many years...
Oh my goodness.
Has House of Realty been in business? And we'll have the answer when you get back. If you can tell us how many years they've been in business, you get two tickets to Garden of Lights. Now, these are November 19th through December 31st.
Opens up tonight.
It opens up tonight. That's right. We had meet tonight the other night that I shared with some friends, and they just were like, oh, my gosh, it's just so great. Anyway, rain or shine, it's happening, and these are good. These are, like, really you don't have specific tickets on these. So anyway, your calls are coming in, and we're going to take a break here on KCNR1460.com. Poor Jared. I was going to come in, Jared, and tell you what it is. Love it. You're listening. Yay.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights, November 19th through December 31st, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
This is the best of Free Fire Radio.
Turn it up.
Yeah. Get it going.
Come on. We need this. It's Friday and it's raining. Let's go. That's kind of our era, isn't it, Eric?
Yes, it is. Big wheels keep on turning.
Yeah,
speaking of big wheels.
Yeah, the 70s was a really good time. I'm sorry. They really were. Eric Woodstrom is with me this morning. Linda Bott sitting in, or Eric is sitting in. Carl is on assignment. Of course, if you were listening in the earlier hour, he is, along with 14 other NRA instructors, out in a place outside of Vegas that's called Front Sight, where they're doing actually 4 days, graduate on the 5th day, intensive advanced pistol training. So, up their education and their game, which is what you want if you've got a live firearm. You want to definitely be on top of your game. So Eric Woodstrom is my co-host today, Senior Commercial Banking Manager at Golden Valley. And we do want to thank Gene, let Gene Murillo know that you won those two tickets. Come on in and get them at the station, 1326 Market Street. Congratulations. And the House of Realty has been 56 years completed, going into your 57th year. Let's talk a little bit about the history, and then we'll discuss about what happened last night, because I think it's just kind of like you were there in the room, and maybe give us a little update of what transpired from from where you sit. But before that, let's talk a little bit about the history of your grandfather. How did this all happen?
Actually, there were four agents that were working for Reading Realty back in 1965, and the broker owner said, well, we didn't have that good a year, so we're going to reconstruct the commission breakdown, of which the four didn't think that was the way to go. And so anyway, they decided to open their own office. So in 1965, they actually opened in August, and their incorporation was completed in October. But the four of them opened an office together at our current location, 1707 Placer Street. My father was one. There was Jim Mann, Larry Payne, and Pat Patillo were the other three. And so they opened that up, and there were two bays then. Now there are five. We've remodeled that office more than once, obviously. And anyway, they took off. It was successful from the beginning. Rob got there, I think, in 76.
Your brother?
My brother and the co-owner, he and I. And I got there in early 80s. And so between the two of us, I think we figured the other day we've been there 85 years. Combined, which means not too much more than the fact we're old.
And your wife is in the business.
My wife has a law degree, and she's the office broker. So she keeps, we have currently 25 agents, and she keeps everybody in line and cracks the whip. Yeah.
And Cameron, your son?
Cameron's third generation. My nephew Robbie is third generation. And Robbie mostly, he has Middleton Homes and operates out of our office. And so that provides us with a nice, inventory annually of new homes.
So the message here is do not call the office and ask for Mr. Middleton. You can ask for Mrs. There's one. But if you ask for Mr. Middleton, it's going to take a while.
Yeah. Well, you guys are very involved in the community, deeply steeped. Obviously, that's why we did the precursor to this next conversation about what you've seen with the development in Reading through the years, the ups, the downs, the Carter administration, the 14% and the 15% rates that they had. I think they might have been up to, they were 14%. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Cameron, before your time. Yeah, and that's when we all stood in line and waited for if we could get gas. That was the 70s for us. And that was a really hard time to go through, and a lot of people lost their britches, as well as we've seen with the market, and then we had that happen again in 2006 with, a couple times happened in the 90s, and then 2006 as far as like, deeply losing stock market value and stuff like that. So you guys have been through all of that, seen real estate come and go, people come and go, but mainstayed with this long-term tradition, family tradition, and we really so admire that. And so, Cameron, let's go to you because you are involved with Rotary. You're involved with so many community events as well as some development projects, like you've come on before and talked about the Kutris property. And we know what, just like what your dad said, as far as like it's really kind of moving slowly because of getting not maybe moving slowly as far as negotiating, but as far as building. Because of what's happening with not just the economy, but things that you can physically touch to make it happen.
Yes, and I think, especially looking in the community right now, that there's an awful lot happening in a lot of different places. And as a planning commissioner, it's nice to be able to see there's a lot of focus on downtown and currently on the Civic and Rodeo Grounds, Turtle Bay area, some of that. But there's a lot of other things right now that are going on in the community and other places that sometimes get lost in the shuffle. And I think for a lot of people, they're only looking at a couple of things. Maybe it's new single-family homes. Maybe it's new. Maybe it's what's going on downtown. There's so much, though, that I think, you know, we look at the new, 150 units affordable housing going on up in Lake Boulevard. Mm-hmm. You know, tremendous. Seeing some of the new commercial projects, even industrial projects that are going on. The other one, too, looking at right now, it's taken an awful long time, but looking at what's going on with Stillwater is tremendous. And to really actually see that some of these things are starting to come to fruition. And I think, you know, fundamentally for Reading, it's some of these things that are really important because those are going to be the lasting changes. Those are actual economic drivers that are going to keep going, that are going to be permanent, that are going to keep some of these things moving, and that are going to affect housing and going to affect the housing market. And I think that's really critical to be, you know, to kind of look at all of this in its entirety in terms of what's going on, how Reading is being built. Because, you know, we have seen it, the boom and bust. I wasn't around in the 70s. I mean, I was born in 79, but, you know, certainly seeing what happened, what's it been now, a dozen, 15 years ago in the recession that occurred and followed. We do have some boom and bust cycles that still occur. And I think there's a lot of people right now that are a little bit on pins and needles. We're in a good boom period. Is it going to end up being a bust? And are we going to see a downturn? And what's that going to look like? And who's it going to, you know, what's it going to look like for different people? So.
It would always help to have a crystal ball.
You know,
that got very packed away somewhere at the office.
You know,
I haven't been able
to
find it.
You know, the one thing I think that we have to look to the future. And, you know, generally what goes up comes down, how far down, et cetera. But I think right now with the success of Stillwater Park, which was nicknamed Still Waiting Park for a long time. But I remember going to the ribbon cutting. Mike Pohlmeier cut that, and that was probably 4 years ago. It took 10 years to get to that point. But now all the parcels are spoken for, and that includes the future parcels, which Captivera is taking. So now we think, okay, and what prompted that whole industrial park was Hewlett-Packard had come up here years ago, wanted to build a plant and have 1,000 employees. Couldn't find anything to build on. There was nothing shovel-ready. So now we're at a point now where Stillwater Park is basically spoken for. So
what happens in the next year or two if somebody comes up, whether, you know, Amazon, whoever wants to build a 500,000 or $2 million or 2 million square foot building, where are they going to go? The other thing is, if they bring in a lot of people, where are they going to live? You know, right now, if there's somebody that says we're going to create 1,000 jobs and bring in half of them, where are they going to live?
Where are they going to live?
Yeah, and so we
who are they going to be?
Absolutely.
You know, those are the questions we're having. I'm on the board of the Economic Development Corporation, the EDC, and those are questions we're trying to answer. We're looking at workforce development projects, not only on identifying, you know, underutilized labor in our market, but other markets for attracting people, as well as, you know, what is the next step? Now that's, like you said, Stillwater, most of it's in contract. Some of it hasn't. We've had a few that have closed. You mentioned Captive Air, Beneficial Sectory is also a local company that has decided to stay and invest in Stillwater and grow there. They were recently purchased by a European company, provided them more capital. And so what's next? You know, one of the things we're looking at is just that. Where's the next industrial? You know, we're going to probably do an inventory of industrial parcels, not only those that are listed, but those that are not listed, and better understand what, you know, which ones might be underutilized or available.
Sure.
The desire that we continue to get inquiries from the state of California. A lot of business relocation comes through the state of California and different other means. What I think we all know is that industrial base helps build the economy long term.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Rob's been on that board for,
yes,
I think, 25 years. And Todd Jones came down about 2 or 3 weeks ago to our office, and Cameron and I and Rob met with him in our conference room for a couple hours and just discussed these same things.
Yep.
All right, got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by State Granite, talking about getting stuff. You know, Mike Hooper has a bunch of slabs of granite, if I'm not mistaken. He's always doing something very artful. And we love to, again, stay local, shop local. He did the table here in the station. He designed this for us. He's really got a great eye. He was my co-host on Thursday. I love the positive things that he does for our community. He handed off a check with his driving a group that he's with for $3,500 to Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum. And so, you know, thank you, Mike. But if you're looking to do something, you may want to call Mike at 241-STONE. Find out if he's got the product and let him do a bid for you. All right. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from B&T 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at B&T makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
This is the best of Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to our morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, okay? And we're happy to provide through, a sponsorship. We have wonderful local businesses and the hospitals and the people that support. We're not government subsidized. We are people who care and are out there in the community. Our community is in a very strange place right now, in a good place because we're growing. But what we're finding out is that just even in our chat pack here is that people get on and they start to get nasty and name call. And I don't know about you, our listeners, but while I am manning the chat pack, I am not going to sit. I would get up and leave the room because I'm not going to sit there and be bullied and have somebody name call my people. And I think that this is where we really need to take a breath in civility. You should be able to disagree. Do you hear the word? You should be able to disagree, but do it in a dignified manner. Don't start to name call or bash. And this is where we've kind of lost a little bit of our filter as a society, that you think nothing of just like slamming somebody for having an opinion. I do want to read something to you. I know that we've got House of Realty and we've got Eric, but I do have to read this to you because this is something I'm going to just read today. So I know that we're going to calls are going to be coming in on this one. Okay. Somebody sent Carl a text thinking that it was Carl's cell phone, but it's mine. Good morning, Carl. Just heard your little piece on the radio about vaccinating children under 18. I don't know if somebody was on and was talking pro or con. I don't know about that show. I will call in, but I'm too scared to voice my opinion. I'm going to send it you a YouTube video that you can watch at some point. The risk of myocarditis is 156 in 1 million. We have zero knowledge of the long-term risk. The risk of hospitalization for COVID-19 in children under 18 is only 26. Your risk from getting the COVID vaccine is 5 times higher than getting hospitalized. I will tell you that I know that this was a doctor who sent this. That's all I'm going to say. What is even more concerning is that people are cursing parents to immunize their children with gift cards and free food. It is criminal. Decisions should be made for immunization between the parent and their pediatrician. Correction, coercing parents to immunize their children. Now, we all know that we have grandkids, we have kids, we have, you know, nieces, we have people, and this is a really personal thing. And so, is it right or wrong? It, you know, to sit there and tell somebody how they should treat their body and demand it is just, it's some, that's why we have this upheaval right now, and it comes down to this opinion of, you know, we can't sit there and tell somebody, we don't know what's happening in their body, why they should or they shouldn't, or could they or they couldn't. And so I just want to say on this Friday, let's just all take a peace pill, a chill pill. Thanksgiving's coming. And I certainly hope that you are not, these people are not going to sit there and ruin a Thanksgiving by name calling, by, slamming the table and saying you're this and you're that. And we just have to really agree to disagree and get along. It's really imperative as a citizen and a community member to do so. There's my soapbox.
Well, you're right. The loss of civility, you know, nationwide. I heard somebody say the other day, be sure and bring up politics at the Thanksgiving dinner table so that way you won't have to buy as many Christmas presents.
I will say, it was such a long meeting, and it's been a long stretch with everything having to do with the Civic. But being at that meeting last night, I think I counted 37 speakers. That got up to the podium and
this is in regard to the civic property.
To the civic and rodeo grounds,
yep.
Potential master plan. And I was surprised it was more civil than I expected. I think we've seen a lot worse lately. Not that there weren't a couple that were out of line out of 37, and not that there weren't, some very passionate opinions given on a number of different levels. I didn't see a lot of attacks on the city council members last night, or as many on the people that are involved one way or another. You know, there were legitimate questions brought up, but it was more civil than I at least anticipated. And so on a very hot button topic. So I think there are times where it's possible to see people that are, you know, being somewhat more civil and letting some cooler heads prevail. And there was also some people last night that you might have two or three speakers that really amped up the volume, and then one would step up and be very eloquent, very, calming. And you could just almost feel the whole room calm down,
right,
and say, all right, everybody, let's just take a moment. Let's look at this. Let's look at it objectively, even when there's a lot of emotions involved. So, I have at least a little bit of hope we can get some of it. And if it happens, I think it's on a local level. You know, it's very difficult for us to change what's happening on a state level and certainly on a national or international level. The rhetoric there is so heated on purpose. But I think at least locally, if we can just tone it down. I mean, and sometimes you're going to have disagreements, and it looks, you know, like with this particular process, it's at least going to move forward a little bit further. Didn't die last night, at least. It's going to keep moving forward, regardless of opinion. That's the direction. And there's going to be a lot more, and there will be more issues at the county. There'll be more things that pop up with the city, community service districts, others. You know, we still may have a water situation as we get, you know, the fire situation is going to fire up next year. You know, it's going to, each year we do this, it's going to get, you know, there's going to be passions, but I think people can start to say, hey, let's take a minute. Let's think about what's going on and just, you know, get back to making good arguments without necessarily attacking the people on the other side of the table.
Right, right. I agree with that. Well, one of the comments here was, coerce isn't the right word. Coerce implies a violent threat. And I have personally known of people that have been spit on, pushed, shoved, things thrown at them over this vaccination, to or not to. And you guys, you know, you're doing real estate, you know, House of Realty. You're going in and, I mean, we're seeing this more and more where people are, if you're going to attend, like we went to go see Hamilton. When we went to see Hamilton in Sacramento, we had to show our cards or we don't see the show. So that last night, you know, I saw one of the, you know, I don't know if they're wearing masks to go into class at the, you know, in Vegas. But some people are doing this. I'm, of course, with the travel and any kind of airline travel, you will be masked. And I don't know. I believe, you know, we know, you all know that we've got our shots, but we don't demand that somebody else should. And we have people on the left that have it. We've had people on the right. You're in real estate. You're representing the house. How can you come in to a house and say, well, you voted for so-and-so, and you're not going to do this, so I'm not going to represent you. You have to, you bring in your knowledge, like banking, Eric.
Right, right. It's, you know, we try and be as non-political as we can about, you know, things. Obviously,
how can you do that when you've got
keeping rates low and saving the economy and economic issues? But as far as the political stuff, be non-political because there's different views. I mean, we talk about the pandemic. At this point, I don't think that anything anybody says is going to change someone else's mind. People have digested a lot of information and they've, for the most part, made up their mind. If they're going to change, it's going to be over time. It's going to be at their pace.
Right.
So, you know, to be respectful for others' opinions that are different than yours, I think is the best path.
Right, right. I mean, we grew up in the 70s. Like I said, yeah. We
didn't always agree with the establishment.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Might have had, you know.
You probably got me fired up here, and I don't know.
I can see that.
I mean, I just, I think sometimes the chat pack just kind of touches gets my burr up because people are nasty, and I'd like to think that when they come in here, they're in our house. I feel like we open up our place so that we can have shows that are on the weekends that are, you know, that are informative, but not that you're not going to slam dunk people like crush their skull on the table. And that's how it feels sometimes. So I just want to see civility. Just promise me that we're going to start this next 15 segment with some civility here at KCNR 96.5 FM.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hey Shasta County, my name is Chris Kellstrom and I'm running for Shasta County District 5 Supervisor. There's a lot of issues that need to be discussed leading up to next year's election. Crime, fires, a new jail, and state as well as federal mandates. You can reach me at Kellstrom, the number 4, D-I-S-T, the number 5, at yahoo.com. That's Kellstrom4, Dist 5, at yahoo.com. Or call 530-744-4539. I look forward to earning your vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is the best of Free Fire Radio.
And welcome to our our final segment here on this Friday.
All right.
Thanksgiving week. Eric Wittstrom is my co-host here with, I'm sorry, you know, I kind of did go on a rant there. Eric Wittstrom is Senior Commercial Banking Manager from Golden Valley. Thank you for sitting in today.
Thank you for having me.
And, of course, as we have always, our civil, our wonderful leaders in the community, and we enjoy you coming on once a month, and that is the Middletons from House of Realty. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And also, a love and adornment and just smiles to everybody in our chat pack. You guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I always say, make it a great day, and I really mean that, doing random acts of kindness. Now, can we go into a little bit more? Do we want to discuss what's transpiring with this development downtown?
With downtown?
Yeah, with the downtown waterway, the waterway.
Or the, I mean the...
The river, the civic area. And there were meetings last night, and was it civil?
Pretty civil. I mean, relatively civil.
And this was the fourth in a series of four informational meetings that the city hosted, right?
Of four workshops.
Yep.
And it's a very complex process. This whole thing has been exceptionally complex.
Yep.
And also, I think, unfortunately, very, very vague. And which is critical to understand. Not a lot of details here, and the timing and the process hasn't been that clear either. What essentially happened last night at the end of this fourth session, and again, there were 37 speakers, at least by my count. I think she started with 32. I saw five more people bring up cards. What essentially happened was, the city manager put up seven or eight options of different directions that the city could go. I may still have them up. And it said that one of them was do nothing, which was number one. Another one was explore other options or alternatives or potential ways of going that are separate from this proposal, this unsolicited proposal. Number four was look at alternatives, study this in more depth while declaring the property in surplus or let's see, without declaring the property, working on declaring the property surplus. Number five was to continue to do that, direct staff to do an RFP or to begin the surplus identified properties. So identify them and start working on surplus. There were multiple motions made. The first one was by Councilwoman Winter, which basically said, let's sort of do 2, 4, and 5 concurrently, even though they are conflicting. They are totally conflicting. One says continue while working on declaring some of this property surplus, and then go the other route, which is continue working without working on declaring it surplus. Councilman Member DeQuisto essentially said he made a counter motion and said, all right, I want to do this, do nothing. If you want to do the plan, do the plan. Do the master plan, then come back to us with a community-engaged master plan, and then we'll discuss about surplus property and do we want to move forward after looking at this plan. He lost that vote 3-2. So then they went back to Councilwoman Winters, and she basically reasserted hers, come back in 6 weeks, to the council, which is December 21st, which is right before Christmas, so that, I hope, gets bumped to January. But it was, let's look at other options, let's look at all their alternatives, let's look at the process, and let's bring a resolution forward to declare the civic grounds, the rodeo grounds, and where the current EDC headquarters is located, put those, bring up a draft that we could vote on then, whether or not to declare those surplus. And that'll be its own fight when that happens, because as Council Member DeQuisto brought up, and I thought it was an interesting point, he said, to declare it surplus, you have to say it doesn't have a current public use. So there's going to be some legal wrangling there, I'm sure, between the city attorney and Mr. DeQuisto and others as to, can you legally declare this surplus or not? How's that going to work? But that at least seemed to be the sentiment of the council was, let's look at this in another 6 weeks. We've done our workshops. Let's have another meeting and then discuss whether or not we want to declare these surplus or not.
I have a problem with the term surplus. To me, surplus is generally extra non-usable property per subdivision, whatever. This is probably the best property the city of Reading owns. And I don't know how the terminology, how it can be termed surplus. And just one quick note, if I were the city, I would do a long-term lease. You know, at the end of 50 years or whatever, you're getting X amount of dollars, generally 7% of the value of the land annually with increases through that period of time. At the end of that long-term lease, you still own the land, which to me makes sense.
Which gives them long-term control over time.
Yep. Well, guys, closing thoughts here. We've got about 5 minutes left. Let's make it something great and positive. I know you've got to leave here. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, you know, have a great Thanksgiving. You're looking great, by the way. Love to the family. All right, so some last 5 minutes here, Cameron and also Eric, closing thoughts here in this pile of whatever we're doing today, information.
Yeah, it was interesting at least to hear an enormous cross-section of the community last night. Regardless of thoughts on, a lot of people focused on specifics with this particular land. Other people, it was about Reading in general and the direction of Reading, where we're at, in Shasta County. They really discussed, you know, what their kids were doing or their grandkids. Were they leaving? Were they staying? People that were coming back, people that aren't, people wanting to establish businesses, our overall general direction that we have in this area, general decisions being made. Whether it was, you know, moving good things moving forward, but not trying to lose our history as well and lose our past. It was a very fascinating discussion, and I think people often forget, you know, we speak of the community or the people. That's a lot of different viewpoints. And Council Member DeQuisto brought it up at the end. He goes, hey, in this discussion, like any others, we're going to have those disagreements. But it was fascinating. There's certainly a lot of change going on in Reading now.
Yes.
And we're seeing it from the perspective of those who are coming here and those who are leaving. I've lost count of the number of from close friends and family to distant acquaintances that I know that have left Reading in the last 5 years.
Right.
Which is a staggering number to me. Every time I hear it, it's somebody else that's moved to Tennessee, so-and-so that's moved to Idaho. Hey, we're going to Montana. And people that are completely leaving the area and where they're leaving the area for. Also, I've had a number of friends and some family that have moved back to the area that were here, left for greener pastures, and have now said, hey, I want to come back. So
right.
It's really fascinating. And a lot of people from out of the area that are going, hey, I really want to move up here. I'm tired of the big city.
Right.
Tired of some of these things, and I want to move up. So our demographic, regardless, is shifting somewhat. It really is. And we're seeing a lot of transition, as evidenced by a housing market with this kind of turnover in it. Which, you know, we're seeing a little bit of a taper. I did double check the number. It was still 524, by the way.
Okay.
So.
Well, you know, and you said a lot there, Cameron, but to kind of summarize, you know, there's a lot of exciting things going on in Reading, we've been up here a little over 20 years, and I think this is, you know, there's a lot more going on today than there has been. You know, with downtown, with the industrial park, the discussion and debate about the future and being true to our history. And I think that's, you know, our goal is to make it attractive for people that live here, to bring, you know, to be able to attract the next generation back instead of leaving like it had historically has, and to build a better place for, you know, our families and the future families to live in.
Absolutely. Yep. And I think we can get there. It's a, yep. it takes quite an approach.
When these debates are healthy, at the end of the day, there's not always fun,
right,
but they're healthy to get
debates,
better decisions.
Debates are very healthy,
yep,
as long as it doesn't get personal and there's name calling. Then it becomes like, yeah, we talked about that. Yep. But anyway, so this next week coming up, it's Thanksgiving. What are you grateful for? Let's shift the energy.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.